they're still not going to get them off the drugs. They're still going to be taking drugs. All right, maybe not in the street or on the stairwells, but how is this getting them, helping them to get off the drugs?
So that's your concern. It's the future pathway. You just see it as a bit like the methadone program, do you?
Well, I do. There's millions spent on the methadone, and now we're going to spend all this money in setting up centres. And who's going to staff these centres? You know, I thought the NHS, you know, there was a shortage of staff. So who's going to come in and staff these?
Okay, let's get a view from Elizabeth, who's called in as well. Good morning, Elizabeth. How are you? How are you today?
I'm fine.
What
is my voice?
Yeah. So tell us your story.
Well, I think it's a great idea to have a safe injection place. And these drug addicts are people. They're people's sons and daughters. And if it's safer there, the children go to school. Council workers, refugee workers are not going to get injected with infested needles. Now, I'm speaking to a sister that's lost three brothers through heroin. And I wish there was something there that could have saved, possibly could have saved one of their lives, saved the heartbreak that families have to go through.
Do you think they might have used somewhere like this, Elizabeth?
There's an addiction. And I think the council has got their duty to the public to make it safe for children going to school. Get into McDonald's, using the toilet, they're not going to, children's not going to get pick up a needle, and the council refugee workers. But I think it's a great idea.
Do you think, I think you said, was it your brothers you said? Would they have used a place like this, or would it just have been...
No, they didn't. There was nothing available.
No, but would they? If it was available, do you think they would?
Definitely.
But because I can imagine that it might all seem a bit... You know, a bit clinical, a bit medical, a bit too, you know, and maybe people are worried that the police are in there watching and they'll...
Exactly. They try to do it behind closed doors away from family and their children. And, but if there was somewhere there that they could inject safely, as I say, three of them died with an overdose, heroin overdose. And if one of them could have even been saved, it would have been great.
I mean, Joe's still on the line as well. Joe, you thought it was a waste of money. You've heard Elizabeth. Has Elizabeth done anything to change your mind?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. All the services that the councils are cutting for old age pensioners and disabled people, but let's continue pouring all this money in for drug addicts. No, sorry. Nothing will change my mind.
But how much is a life worth, Joe? I mean, Elizabeth is telling us that she's lost brothers to drugs and she thinks this could have saved them.
Well, we don't know that, do we? Yes, it's terrible that lives are lost, but they choose to go down that road.
Can I just say something? As a social care worker for the elderly, I know the cutbacks that's going on the council for elderly people, but these people are drug addicts. They're ill, mentally ill, and we have got a duty for society to care for every human being in Scotland.
Yeah, being on the drugs, though, has made them mentally ill.
Pardon?
What about the people who genuinely are suffering from mental illness?
I never picked that up.
Where is the money for them?
The money, well, we've all got a duty, as I say, for every human being. I work in a care sector, nursing homes, and I know the cutbacks. I know the people that are coming in. People are waiting to get into respite care, etc. Mm-hmm. It's down to cuts. But these drug addicts, they are somebody's son, daughter, sister or brother with an illness, as much as dementia or alcoholism is. And I think we're duty-bound to, if we can put a place in for them to take their drugs in a safe environment, brilliant, bring it on. Because I would want voluntary help.
Oh, I'm sorry, you'll never convince me otherwise.
Well, all I can say, the hope and the pray, touch wood, that never chaps your door, you've never got three members of your family that's died.